go to Psalm 136 this morning. And it says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. The Amplified puts it this way. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. And from the Amplified, oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. And the really interesting thing about this verse is it's saying the same thing. But first, we're giving thanks to the Lord, to Jehovah, the Lord. The second time, we're up in the game a little bit, and we say to the God of gods. Of all the gods, he is the God, the God. And, oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords. It's one thing to have the Lord. It's another thing to have the God of gods. But the Lord of Lords means he's absolutely active in your life. Amen? He is the Lord of Lords. He's Lord over everything in my life. And Jeannie, he's Lord over everything in your life too. Amen. It goes on then and describes God and all the wonderful things he's done for the children of Israel. First of all, for all of us. He made the moon, the stars, the sky. And then it goes on to talk about creation. And then it goes on to talk about the history of Israel. How he was their God of God, Lord of Lords, and he led them out safely. And then in verse 23, it says, to him earnestly remembered us in our low estate and imprinted us on his heart, for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. I love that. He imprinted us, you and me, on his heart, and he's redeemed us. He saved us. This wonderful God of gods, the creator, we can have a personal relationship with him because we're imprinted on his heart, and he's imprinted on our heart as we lift up our hands to him. So as we go into worship this morning, let's say it from the Amplified, verse 23. This is who we're worshiping this morning. To him who earnestly remembered us in our low estate and imprinted us on his heart, for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. And that mercy and kindness sent a baby into this earth. And as we celebrate the Christmas season, we have so much to be thankful for.